But look, is there any relief in sight for the hundreds of stranded patients in hospitals who are waiting for aged care places? You might remember we were talking about this on Friday ahead of the National Cabinet meeting. Many of your calls to The Breakfast Show explain just how sad this whole aged care crisis is.
Now, we've been waiting for 7 months for an OT. I've phoned 27 departments like aged care, blue care, RSL care, and there's no OTs who will do the assessment or come out to do the assessment that you need to get access to the funding.
We got Dad into a nursing home, but Mum had to pay $450,000 for the bed.
How did she do that?
Oh, well, working really hard all their lives.
Yeah.
And using their assets, and now because they still have assets, we're being charged an absolute fortune for the care.
I had to sell my house. 43 years I've been in there. Living by myself, loved it, everything. At this particular time, no one can help me, could have helped me. I cry when I think about it. Oh, I'll never have a home again.
Yeah, that was Gail. Gosh, even thinking about her call still brings a tear to my eye a few days on. This is ahead of National Cabinet, hospital funding on the table. The Premier say they got a bit extra out of Canberra, but is it enough to change the situation of patients stuck in public hospitals when they should be in aged care?
Yeah, well, National Senior CEO Chris Grice was in the studio with us on Friday taking some of your calls. He was also anticipating the government's response, so we thought we'd check in with him again. Chris, this funding deal, is there anything there to solve the problem?
Well, Loretta, not to come across as a whinger, but someone has to stand up for the older cohort, and this is not going to solve the challenges of these stranded patients. As we thought, you know, the Premier was talking about, you know, restoring, it's not about dollars, it's dignity, but no, this was just simply about getting them to balance the books. The Prime Minister, he issued a communique basically that's saying it was record funding for hospitals and disability reform, but nothing in there for aged care. So the battle continues to support these folk who are stranded in hospital.
Okay, so is it up to the states now?
No. Well, nothing changes really. Stranded patients will still occur. They'll still have the challenges in hospital. It's just that now they're going to be given money to basically balance their books. And so they've basically just said, look, it's up to you, federal government, to sort it out. Aged care is your responsibility. And so you've got to sort it out. And so that's where the pressure now. We need to point that at Canberra, and that's what I'll be doing this week when I'm down there later on.
Yeah, so this week you've got those recommendations, pre-budget recommendations, to give to Canberra.
Exactly, yeah. So we submitted them to Treasury on Friday, so that part of that process, which obviously, as far as the money's concerned, that lands later in the year when the budget gets announced in May. But this is now where, I guess, all the lobbying occurs and working with all members of Parliament, not just the government, to basically get a fair deal and the right support for older Australians.
So basically there's money thrown around but not to the right places.
That's correct. It's not going to assist in terms of reducing the number of folk waiting for a supported home package or our challenges in particular for those who are high needs in the residential aged care system, and that's where the priority needs to go.
Yeah, it sounds like, Chris, this is more money to continue the status quo, not to change the status quo.
Absolutely. And that was why I talked about on Friday about actually getting, in an urgent sense, getting together the right people in the room, the states and the federal government, to actually work through this challenge around stranded patients and understand why are there these blockages in the system. Because they talk about, the money's going to help with ambulance ramping and things like that. But, you know, if they're putting in extra beds in hospitals, we're talking years by the time that these stuff get, they're only just putting slabs down now. And that's not actually helping out in terms of more residential aged care rooms, beds. That's what we really need.
With those figures of, at the moment, about 900 patients in hospitals in Queensland who could be and should be in an aged care facility. Chris, we'll stay across this story. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Loretta.